This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
All right, this just happened about 20 minutes ago. I am speechless because that's where the Democrats have taken us. They've maneuvered us into election fraud, mail-in ballots that are designed to be fraudulent, knowing that Trump will then try to block it because that's his job, and then they claim he's a tyrant. This is just unbelievable. Then they have the states secede that are blue and call for the military to take Trump out. Trump, we may have to redo election. That is the top of DrudgeReport.com. The video is also posted on Infowars.com. Unbelievable that this is where we are. The Democrats brought us here with a deep state. This was their plan, to present a fraud to the president, a scam, knowing he would then block it. He says, if you have this, it'll be a bad election. We'll have to redo it. He knows he's going to win in a landslide. They are muddying the waters on purpose. Here's what he just said at the pardoning of Susan B. Anthony press conference.
Mr. President, can I ask about Saturday, the House vote on the Postal Service bill? Is that something that you will be...
Well, we'll talk about that later. We will talk about that. The Democrats want to make it a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's really about a correct vote. You have to get voting right. You can't have millions and millions of ballots sent all over the place, sent to people that are dead, sent to dogs, cats, sent everywhere. This is a serious situation. This isn't games, and you have to get it right. I just want to get it right. Win, lose, or draw. I think we're going to win. Win, lose, or draw. We have to get it right.
So are they getting it right with their bill?
Well, they're going to do something in Congress, but everything they do is political. As an example, why don't they do it now instead of on Monday? They picked a day, actually. They picked another day on Monday, as you know. Well, that's when the Republican convention starts. Why don't they do it during the Democrat convention? Because everything they do, Nancy and Chuck, they play games. How's it working out? I think this is the White House, isn't it? How's it working out for them? Not so good. So I will tell you... It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. We have to have honest voting. That's what this is all about here. It's honest voting. You can't take millions of ballots, send them haphazardly all over the country or all over a state, and expect to come out properly. And if you look at the last 10 elections where they did this universal, and by the way, absentee is great. It's been working for a long time, like in Florida. Absentee, you request, and it comes in, and then you send it back. Absentee is great. But universal is going to be a disaster, the likes of which our country has never seen. It'll end up being a rigged election, or they will never come out with an outcome. They'll have to do it again. And nobody wants that, and I don't want that.
It's now official. The Democrats' whole strategy is defeat the landslide by engaging in massive fraud. Then when Trump does his job to block it, they say it's illegitimate and have states break off civil war. This is just unbelievable with 76 days out, and President Trump knew what he had to do, and they keep misrepresenting that, oh, everybody knows absentee ballot. That's all this is. No, exactly. You're on the voter rolls. You're going to be out of town. You can't vote then. You request it. You get it. Or you go in and do early voting. That's legitimate, very hard for them to engage in fraud in. At the voter level, they can still do it electronically. But to just mail out all these ballots around the country, look at Michigan and at several other states that have already started it. They're getting up to 20% dead people. They're checking them, and they're dead people. Who has the names of dead people? The Democrats get it off the voter rolls. They know with a computer who hasn't been struck. They know who's dead. They run it through a database. And then they have their people fill them out and mail them in. And Michigan checked it. 10,000 votes rejected. Something like 20% of them. That's just the ones they spot checked. And they were dead people. And people whose cat died 10 years ago. But they wrote an obituary about it online. So the computer thinks that's an address. That's the person. The AI sends a thing for their dead cat that died 10 years ago. Unbelievable. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up. I tried to get to Chris, Michael, and Samuel. I got to tell you, this is so huge, Trump saying this. He's so real. It's so amazing. They're going to jump on this. It's a top story on Drudge Report. I'm going to play this again and get Paul Joseph Watson's take on this and what he thinks we should do next right ahead. Then he'll take over from Summit.News the rest of the hour back in 60 seconds. This is you. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Saturday, the House vote on the Postal Service bill. Is that something that you will be?
Well, we'll talk about that later. I mean, we'll talk about that. The Democrats want to make it a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's really about a correct vote. You have to get voting right. You can't have millions and millions of ballots sent all over the place, sent to people that are dead, sent to dogs, cats, sent everywhere. This is a serious situation. This isn't games, and you have to get it right. I just want to get it right. Win, lose, or draw. I think we're going to win. Win, lose, or draw. We have to get it right.
So are they getting it right with their bill?
Well, they're going to do something in Congress, but everything they do is political. As an example, why don't they do it now instead of on Monday? They picked a day, actually. They picked another day on Monday, as you know. Well, that's when the Republican convention starts. Why don't they do it during the Democrat convention? Because everything they do, Nancy and Chuck, they play games. How's it working out? I think this is the White House, isn't it? How's it working out for them? Not so good. So I will tell you... It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. We have to have honest voting. That's what this is all about here. It's honest voting. You can't take millions of ballots, send them haphazardly all over the country or all over a state, and expect to come out properly. And if you look at the last 10 elections where they did this universal, and by the way, absentee is great. It's been working for a long time, like in Florida. Absentee, you request, and it comes in, and then you send it back. Absentee is great. But universal is going to be a disaster, the likes of which our country has never seen. It'll end up being a rigged election, or they will never come out with an outcome. They'll have to do it again. And nobody wants that, and I don't want that.
But that's the plan. Bring down the blue states. Bring down the blue cities. Crash the dollar. And the Democrats said, we're contesting the election. We'll have the blue states secede. We'll have our own inauguration. Geography doesn't matter. And then we'll have the military remove President Trump. This is officially, with 76 days out, their plan with what they've done. Paul Joseph Watson, what's your view on this historically, what we're witnessing, and what do you think is going to come next?
Well, this is incredible, Alex, because these are the same people who, for the past 2.5 months, they're supposedly concerned about coronavirus social distancing if they're not able to do this mail-in voting. They've been out on the streets for the past 2.5 months marching in tens of thousands, gatherings of tens of thousands in major cities. No concern about social distancing, no concern about coronavirus. Now they're concerned about voting because of coronavirus. It's an absolute fraud. The Babylon Bee got suspended briefly on Twitter last night. Babylon Bee is a satirical website, openly so, for a meme which portrayed Donald Trump going around smashing up USPS mailboxes. They called that, you know, election meddling, misleading election information. For the past week, Democrats all across Twitter have been claiming, with no proof whatsoever, that Trump is ordering the removal of USPS mailboxes so he can sabotage vote by mail. First of all, Alex, that was an Obama program. It's been going on for over a decade. But there's a tweet which has literally got I think it's up to like 150,000 likes now. It says, photo taken in Wisconsin. This is happening right before our eyes. They're sabotaging USPS mailboxes. And the actual photo is of mailboxes at a refurbishing center. So this hoax has gone completely viral. It's not being fact-checked by Facebook or Twitter. It's being allowed to proliferate. The Babylon Bee gets suspended for a meme. This is allowed to go viral for over a week with basically no pushback whatsoever.
If you can find the photo of that at your Twitter, at Prison Planet on Twitter. Paul, I know you're about to take over, doing a great job. What are you about to cover in the next 50 minutes?
I'm covering the mass exodus from the cities. Los Angeles, New York. Half the people I know in London are moving out of London. You had 420,000 New Yorkers move out of the city between March 1st and May 1st. The crime is out of control. Cuomo came out today and blamed the New York police after they withdrew $1 billion from the budget, after they basically told police they couldn't pursue and tackle criminals. The city is on its back. It's not coming back. All these wealthy celebrities who pay, by the way, 1% of the population pays about 50% of the taxes, I believe, in New York. They're saying it's not coming back. It's a financial black hole. There's no reason to be in the cities anymore. Whatever reason there was for being there, all of it's closing down, and people are fleeing in their
hundreds. All right, you're going to cover all that. I'm going to get out of here and listen to you while I have my lunch, Paul, and hopefully people spread the links at band.video and summit.news when you tweet out the live feed. But what do you think the end game is? The left's just throwing a fit. They're globalists. They're Chi-Com funded. They want to scuttle the country because they can't have it. Because even if they're able to steal the election from Trump, it'll just cause a revolution. No one's going to put up with their destructive policies. I mean, these people are crazy.
I think the goal is to intimidate people into voting for Biden. It's this attitude that, oh, maybe we can have 4 years of peace without all the cities burning and people being dragged out of their cars and beaten up. But you'll notice, Alex, that the CNN poll came out yesterday. Biden in the CNN poll in early June, we're talking right after this George Floyd mayhem kicked off, was ahead by 14 points. He's lost 10 points. That's a double-digit fall in just 2 months.
No, I agree. I don't say this because you're in London. Hitler literally believed if he bombed London and other cities, civilian targets, the Brits would get scared and give up. They went from, in polls, 80% because of World War One, they lost millions of Brits, did not want to go back to war with Germany. But as soon as Hitler bombed them, 99% wanted war. Why do the globalists think intimidating everybody and messing with us is going to make us want to bow down? That's not how this works. Everyone I know wants to vote Trump now, who are even liberals, and literally are absolutely pissed forever.
Well, that's exactly what the poll shows, Alex. It says that Trump's backing amongst his base went from 76% in early June to 85% just a few days ago. So this past 2.5 months of rioting and bedlam and mayhem has only hardened support, and he's also gained support amongst
independents. So what's wrong with Hitler and Pelosi and all these guys? Why do they think beating us up makes us want to bow to them? Because it doesn't.
Because they still have control of the media. Basically, the narrative is, you know, the Black Lives Matter is a peaceful movement, that we need social justice and all of this. They will never show the footage. There was a guy who was beaten up during the 92 L.A. riots, Reginald Denny, of course, dragged out of his truck, beaten half to death. That was nationwide news the same day, and it's still played today. People still remember his name. Basically, every other night in Portland now, people are dragged out of their cars, beaten half to death. Not only do people not even know it's happening, the general population, it's not even being shown on the news. It's just another Twitter clip that everybody forgets about 2 days later. So they're counting on this monopolistic control of the media, and that's why everyone's getting banned. They even banned Bill Mitchell a couple of days ago, who is like the most milquetoast Trump supporter. So now they're just going hell for leather in terms of the censorship, and they hope that that's going to be enough. But,
You're kicking ass, Paul. I just wanted to talk to you. Sorry to take some of your time. We're really glad you're here. Summit.news. Paul Joseph Watson takes over right now. Please don't forget we have the new specials in, and we have storable food available for shipping within 1 to 2 weeks. Get it in now ahead of all this unrest. You think things are bad now, folks. We're going into total insanity. Get ready. Get prepared. And also, store-wide free shipping is over, but we have it on 8-pack power stack, heart and body combo, Survival Shield X2 back in stock, Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock, Survival Shield X2 spray, Prostacard back in stock with the zinc, the Masal Palmetto, grill oil back in stock. All of it free shipping with big discounts. InfoWarsStore.com. Going to break in 1 minute. Paul, go ahead and take over. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I'm talking about the exodus from the cities. People are fleeing in droves. We've talked about Los Angeles in the past. We've talked about London, of course. I said before, half the people I know are fleeing London. New York City is basically a deserted S-hole at this point. They've had a 95% year-over-year increase in interest in moving out of Manhattan. 95% between May and July. People are fleeing. People are desperately trying to sell their apartments. You've got celebrities coming out and saying they're moving their families out to Miami, to Florida, places like that. 420,000 New Yorkers moved out of the city between March 1st and May 1st. 420,000. Obviously, largely due to the lockdown, which has basically not gotten any better. All the main reasons for being in major cities now no longer exist. People are fleeing. It's because of the lockdown. It's because of the crime. It's because of the incompetence. We'll be back on the other side to dig into it.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair.
Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, if you've heard about what's going on in Melbourne, Australia, you probably won't be surprised at the latest news, but it's gotten even more draconian. I'm going to get into that later on in the show. But we're asking the question, why is the Big Apple going rotten? We've heard about people fleeing from major cities, but New York is prime amongst them. As I mentioned before, the figures are absolutely outstanding. Again, between March 1st and May 1st, a period of just 2 months. And obviously this is largely due to the lockdown, but as we'll see, it's definitely, in terms of the minds, the fears that New Yorkers have, more connected to violent crime. But between March 1st and May 1st, 420,000 New Yorkers moved out of the city. Between May and July, a 95% year-over-year increase expressed interest in moving out of Manhattan. And remember, the wealthy 1% in New York pay half of the state's taxes. So it's going to leave a huge financial black hole. The dark days of the 1970s, according to many residents, appear to be on their way back. But unlike the 1970s, there appears to be no a roaring economic recovery around the corner. Now, they have a massive problem with violent crime, and I'm going to get onto those figures in a second. But why do you think they've got a problem with violent crime? Could it have anything whatsoever to do with the fact that de Blasio, the mayor, did the prisons of criminals? Some kind of connection between those two situations, do you think? Again, this was at the height of the COVID outbreak. De Blasio set free 2,000 prisoners. He celebrated this as a great victory, by the way, on several occasions. 50 of the first 1,500 who were released were rearrested. These included a rapist who was released and tried to rape again. Another was a convicted murderer who tried to rob a bank. Now, there's no problem with social distancing in New York jails. And the New York Post outlined this in an article. They accused de Blasio of letting folks out for ideological reasons. Now, in the same week that shootings surged 277%, de Blasio had the nerve to get on television and celebrate New York's record low population, prison population. He said, "We now have fewer people in our jails than any time since World War II, and we're safer and better for it." Really? Shootings in the month of July compared to the same month last year have soared by 177%. Is that safer? Murders are up 59%. Burglaries are up 31%. Is that safer? Just last week, between Thursday and Saturday, 49 people were shot in a 48-hour period. Five times more than the same period last year. That's approaching Chicago levels, or even greater. There have been 1,087 shooting victims so far in 2020 compared to 577 at the same point last year. So you're talking about a 100% increase. You have massive sales of residents panic buying bulletproof vests. Sales of body armor are up 80%. Again, this is all after de Blasio emptied the prisons to make the city safer. The residents of New York don't seem to be feeling too safe right now when they're bulk buying body armor. And how did Governor Andrew Cuomo react to all this? Well, he reacted by blaming the police. We have an article here out of the Daily Mail that Cuomo blames police for crime wave. New York governor says cops must address lack of trust in communities as Big Apple shooting surge 82%. He said during a press conference yesterday, "You cannot dismiss these numbers. You cannot look at this reality and say it doesn't exist because the reality is so clear." And he blamed the police. In the same breath of blaming the police, he said data show that 90% of the victims of these shootings are black and brown. He said, you want to talk about social justice? You want to talk about civil rights? You want to talk about social equity? How do you explain that? Well, you explain it because 90% of black murders, as we know by FBI stats, are black-on-black violence. And that's going to get worse if you empty the prisons of all the criminals. The police aren't going to these areas because they're stretched out. De Blasio had 27 police officers on rotation guarding a Black Lives Matter mural as crime surges in every category across the rest of the city. They've defanged them in terms of telling them that they're unable to pursue and tackle criminals with force because, of course, not only do they fear prosecution personally, they fear literally starting nationwide riots and potential civil war in the aftermath of the death of George Floyd. Obviously, you have the Ferguson effect, which we've seen for the past 6 years, of police refusing to police these crime-ridden areas. Therefore, the criminals feel emboldened, crime increases. Of course, you've got a $1 billion budget cut to the New York police, meaning there's less resources to tackle crime. So how on earth does Cuomo have the nerve to blame the police when it's his policies, when it's de Blasio's policies that have caused this in the first place? And this isn't just in the bad areas, by the way. Compared to the same period last year, Manhattan's Upper East Side has seen a 286% increase in robberies. And again, this is why these entrepreneurs, these celebrities are all coming out in the media now and saying, we're getting the heck out of Dodge. The Upper West Side has become a dumping ground for hundreds of homeless people, which the city has put up in luxury hotels at a cost of $175 per day per person. That's funded by partly by taxpayers, also by FEMA, again, to keep homeless shelters clear of COVID-19. Problem is that these homeless people are all now spilling out onto the streets. They're doing drugs. They're aggressively intimidating people, literally spitting at them amidst this supposed pandemic, verbally abusing them, masturbating in public, urinating on the streets. And that has a knock-on effect because all the local restaurants, who now can, in some cases, only have customers sit outside again because of coronavirus, they're going out of business, they're staying closed, because people don't want to sit outside and be harassed by these aggressive homeless people. Now, obviously, you make the point. If you live in a major city, it would be condescending, snobbish, and elitist to suggest that you wouldn't have to encounter or witness homelessness. But this is why we have homeless shelters. But again, because of this hysteria, this coronavirus hysteria, they're just squeezing them into the luxury hotels, and it's all starting to fall apart. There was a video out of Fifth Avenue somebody posted on Twitter. Everything's boarded up. The streets are deserted. There are no people, and it's not coming back anytime soon. One community organizer told the New York Post, "Our community is terrified, angry, and frightened." But again, de Blasio, while defunding the police to the tune of $1 billion, while making it unable for them to tackle and pursue criminals properly, he does have the resources to devote 27 of them to guard a Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower. That's very important. When they wanted to have the annual 9/11 light beam memorial, though, they cancelled it because of coronavirus concerns amongst the workers. But it's fine to have workers in their tens, dozens, maybe even hundreds, paint a giant Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower. Don't go away, you'll be right back.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen,
We must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people three times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
But continuing to ask why the Big Apple is going rotten, there's a headline again here out of the Daily Mail. It says, New York is finished. Big Apple born and bred entrepreneur pens devastating blog on why a city will never recover after being devastated by COVID. It says, a born and bred New Yorker has laid bare why the city will never recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. A dark week of looting in June and its ongoing struggle against escalating crime, homelessness, and violence. This is James Altrucker, who owns a comedy club in the city, and he's among the many who have fled New York City. He took his family and escaped to Miami immediately after the June riots. He says he's convinced the city will not bounce back, as many claim it will, and explains that unlike in previous times of crisis like 9/11 or the crime wave of the 70s, there's nothing bringing people back now because everyone can work remotely. This is the point he makes. Now you have high-speed internet, which is virtually ubiquitous unless you really live out in a remote area. What is the reason for being in a major city? All the stuff in New York's closed down. He makes that point. Broadway, it's all closed down. Fifth Avenue, half of it's closed down. The luxury hotels around the best areas of Manhattan, full of homeless people spitting in your face, urinating on the street, doing drugs. What's the reason for being in New York? And of course, part of the reason why this happened is because they massively overreacted and were hysterical in their response to coronavirus. Of course, it was Cuomo and de Blasio who ordered the nursing home patients out of the hospital into the nursing home, which exacerbated the problem. But these same officials, these health officials, at the start of the outbreak of the coronavirus, were telling people to go out and congregate in huge crowds. Commissioner Dave A. Chokski told New Yorkers to, quote, ignore misinformation about corona and go out and mingle with thousands of others to celebrate Lunar New Year. Mark D. Levine, another health official in New York, praised crowds for defying coronavirus by gathering in huge numbers. And then as late as March, Mayor de Blasio himself was broadcasting the same message, basically saying, if you think coronavirus might be an issue, well, you're probably racist against Chinese people. Get out in that crowd of thousands of people and celebrate Lunar New Year. And how that flipped in a hurry, didn't it? But they can't set up the light memorial. You can't have the annual light memorial for 9/11 cancelled for the first time in 18 years because the work crew might get coronavirus. But you can have dozens of workers cheek by jowl paint a giant Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower. You know, you can't get corona or a BLM event attended by tens of thousands of people, but attend a light show and you're killing granny. These are the people running New York into the ground. $1 billion deducted from the police budget. They've disbanded the plainclothes anti-crime unit. Officers in their hundreds are signing retirement papers because they're being told they can't pursue criminals anymore. By the way, they did the same thing in London about 10 years ago. They started telling the police that if the criminal is on a moped and he removes his helmet, you can't even chase him. What happened? Explosion in crime, explosion in burglaries, explosion in stabbings. The police became a joke because they were told they couldn't go after criminals. This is what's happening in New York. This is why shootings, burglaries are all surging. This is why the NYPD's largest union, the Sergeants Benevolent Association, has now openly endorsed Trump. They're absolutely sick of it. Because it's turning into a literal asshole at the hands of Cuomo and de Blasio. By the way, a literal asshole because it quite literally stinks too. They've cut $106 million from the sanitation budget, partly because of COVID, of course. They've reduced garbage pickup by 60%, so you've got huge piles of uncollected trash lying around the city. So the rats and the raccoons are taking over, and New York City literally stinks. Now, how they're going to fill this financial black hole, given that the wealthy 1%, which pays 50% of the total state taxes, have fled the city and they're not coming back? Well, maybe you'd think they want to appeal to tourists to come back to the city. No. If you go into New York, even from within the United States, you face a mandatory 14-day coronavirus quarantine, which, of course, is a de facto house arrest. It's not like a lockdown, where at least they allow you to go outside and buy your groceries or allow you to go outside and do your exercise. No. You can't even go outside to do exercise. They've got checkpoints set up around the city to check your papers if you're flouting the quarantine. Then you've got stores closing. You've got JCPenney, Neiman Marcus have both filed for bankruptcy. The Subway food chain has closed dozens of its locations in New York City because there's nobody on the streets. They either don't want to be on there because they've all been petrified to death by COVID hysteria, or they don't want to be there because you've got aggressive, spitting homeless people getting in their face everywhere. According to reality TV star Jonathan Chaban, who was recently robbed at gunpoint in a wealthy area of the city, I might add, he says it's now traumatic to be in New York. He's desperately trying to sell his apartment. and he accuses Mayor de Blasio of destroying the city. And as I just mentioned, James Altucher, the entrepreneur, had a similar message. He says, New York is, quote, completely dead, and it's not coming back. Broadway is closed, the Lincoln Center is closed, all the museums are closed. There's no reason to be there whatsoever. So in the absence of a Rudy Giuliani who's going to come in and sweep it all up and clean it all up, it looks like New York will once again become to be known, as it was in the 70s, as Fear City. Absolutely incredible, and all thanks to de Blasio and Cuomo, who today has the nerve to blame the NYPD for the dire situation that he's partly responsible for. Absolutely incredible. Talking about coronavirus, though, we've been keeping track of the draconian new lockdown in Australia. Now we have this headline out of Summit News. Melbourne, authorities to use surveillance drones to catch people not wearing masks. Now, I'm in Spain. They've literally got surveillance drones doing circles around the beaches, looking out for people not wearing masks, looking out for people not social distancing. And by the way, you cannot underestimate the stupidity and the servile nature of people. Everybody I've spoken to about this in Spain, they love it. They're like, oh, it's so great. They've got helicopters flying over the beaches to keep everyone under check. They've got surveillance drones. Isn't it great? What? You just can't underestimate the servile nature of humanity, especially at this point. Authorities in Melbourne, Australia, will use high-tech surveillance drones to catch people outside not wearing masks, as well as to scan for vehicles that are in violation of curfew by being more than 5 kilometers from home. How dare they? Remember, of course, in remote countryside areas of the Peak District in the United Kingdom a few months ago, they used surveillance drones for the same thing. They were scanning license plates and then publicly shaming people on the internet for walking their dogs in a remote region miles away from anyone else. There was a massive backlash to that. Doesn't seem to be a great backlash to this in Melbourne. They interviewed two people in this news report and they said, oh, it's great. I'm not worried because I have nothing to hide. And I'm sure they'll have the same attitude when it comes to the mandatory vaccine. Because, of course, in neighboring New Zealand, they announced recently that potential COVID infectees and their whole families will be put in quarantine camps. And if they refuse to take a coronavirus test, they'll be held there for at least 14 days. Not a big leap from that, being held against your will in a quarantine camp, to being injected against your will with a vaccine. You don't need to be a tinfoil hatter to see there's not a great leap between those two things. And I'm going to get more into what's going on in Melbourne after the break. They've got police going into people's homes without warrants. You've got videos of women being choked by police on the streets for not wearing masks. It's all gone very 1984, very draconian indeed. We'll be back to talk about it on the other side. Don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to play this video out of ABC7 Australia here in a moment. Canvassing people's opinions on the surveillance drones enforcing the wearing of masks, and they all love it, of course. But first I want to tell you about the Everyday Essentials sale available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. where we have up to 60% off and free shipping on a ton of your favorite products, including Survival Shield X3, the 8-pack Power Stack, VasoBeat, the Ultimate Fish Oil, and more. This is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have discounts on, for example, the fantastic energy supplement Turbo Force, again at InfoWarsStore.com, along with the other great deals as part of this special Ultimate Turmeric Combo Pack, also available there with the Bodies Joint Support, another excellent product which I can personally recommend. Go check out the 5-star reviews. Please support this network again, as ever. We're under constant attack. That's only going to accelerate as the election nears. So we value and cherish your continued support by getting the specials, the Everyday Essentials sales specials at InfoWarsStore.com. So in Melbourne, they have surveillance drones whizzing along the parks, the beaches, enforcing the wearing of masks. Here's the clip from 7 News Melbourne.
Police are preparing to launch their aerial arsenal as part of a crackdown on COVID rule breakers. High-powered drones will be used to find people not wearing masks and cars too far from home.
Sky-high surveillance as we battle to control COVID.
Over the next week, Victoria Police will dispatch drones. They'll be keeping a watch on St Kilda and Port Melbourne Beach, making sure skate parks and playgrounds remain empty. And for those who head to the park, a mask is a must, or at least a face covering.
Are they knickers?
Yeah, it's my knickers.
Police have also been using drones to guard the New South Wales border. There are concerns this style of policing won't end when the pandemic is over.
I think it's very important that we come up with rules, with laws that can also have things like sunset clauses, so there's an end point for any kind of technology or new powers that police might use.
There's no escaping this high-powered aerial arsenal. It can be flown for 7 kilometres. The camera is infrared, and it's so clear it can read a vehicle's number plate from 500 metres away.
Doesn't really bother me. I'm doing the right thing, so I've got nothing to hide.
I reckon they're doing a good job, the coppers, and good, you know, good on them for doing it.
Tegan Dolling, 7 News.
Now, again, you see it there. These people think that being servile to and obeying arbitrary government rules makes them good people. Their lives are that worthless, they actually get off on this kind of thing. I hasten to add, as you saw in that clip, the woman was literally wearing female underwear as a face mask. Even the medical face masks, they don't keep out 97% of particles. They're utterly pointless. People have been wearing these valve masks for months. The CDC came out a few days ago and said they do nothing to stop coronavirus. Of course, the people wearing the valve masks thought that they were a tier above the normies wearing the blue medical masks. No, completely pointless. Completely and utterly pointless. Oh, but because you obeyed a government rule, that makes you a good person. Incredible. And if this was isolation, it would be in isolation, it would be bad enough. But we featured the video clips of women being choked, strangled, dragged to the ground. A woman was left bruised. Her entire body was left bruised by one of these incidents. Because unlike in most Western countries, because again, these coronavirus lockdown measures only work with the consensus of the people. If you start having the police arbitrarily enforce them violently, that's only going to cause a backlash, and it's going to cause less people to adhere to the rules. We saw that in the UK, where at one point the police were checking the contents of people's shopping bags to determine if they'd made essential purchases. So in some cases, people had bought 2 bottles of wine. The police said, no, that's against the rules. They were completely making it up on the spot. But there was a backlash, and they had to row it back. And in the UK and most countries, you merely get fined. The fines are crippling at this point, but you still only get fined. You don't literally get choked and dragged to the ground for not social distancing and not wearing a mask. Pretty ironic, that, isn't it? Oh, stay 2 meters apart, but this cop's going to manhandle you to the floor and sit on your face. That's fine. We also had the story again out of Melbourne, which, by the way, they locked down the entire state of Victoria because of a cluster of COVID cases. Again, complete hysteria. They instituted an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. People going to work on the highways having to stop at police checkpoints and show their work permits to prove that they've got a job, that they're allowed to go to work. You have the Australian Defence Force troops patrolling parks, which is embedded in a tweet at the bottom of this article, literal like paramilitary troops in masks walking around parks. Police fined a couple for allowing their children to play in a playground further than 5 kilometres from their home. There were two guys who tried to arrange a protest, not a Black Lives Matter protest. That would have been fine, because we know that COVID is a woke virus and takes a vacation for every BLM protest, of course. But these two guys tried to organise an anti-lockdown protest in Melbourne. The police executed a search warrant against their house and seized their computers for trying to organise a protest in a supposed liberal democracy. Absolutely incredible. They had the... As the announcement was being made for the curfew, for the new lockdown in Melbourne, they literally had police position themselves outside big apartment blocks in the city, waiting to see if anyone tried to escape. It's just beyond 1984. and it's only going to get worse. And it's looking like it's going to get worse in New Zealand, where we have this headline, neighbouring New Zealand, of course. New Zealand Prime Minister delays election due to coronavirus. Of course, when Trump suggested doing this in the United States, the Washington Post called him a fascist, and the New York Times said that Trump should be removed from office. Again, merely for suggesting in a tweet that because of coronavirus, maybe it was a sensible decision to delay the election for a month. Guess who was just celebrated for delaying an election for a month because of coronavirus? The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. She was praised, lavished, worshipped, because of course she is a globalist darling, having instituted a mass gun confiscation program after the mosque shooting last year. She's one of the good guys. So she gets to delay, suspend the New Zealand election because of coronavirus for a month. And she's not a fascist. Nobody's calling to remove her from power. She's being lavishly celebrated. Christopher Snowden asked, didn't Trump get attacked for suggesting something similar? Zero Hedge asked, did she get the idea from Trump? Of course, authorities in New Zealand have said they will put all new coronavirus infectees and their close family members in quarantine facilities. So this prime minister is literally suspending the election and putting people in camps. But Trump's the fascist. Absolutely incredible. Of course, this new lockdown in New Zealand was imposed after a single family caught coronavirus, after the country had gone 102 days without having a single coronavirus case. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, back in the United States, Portland police, man viciously beaten by BLM protesters, was trying to help transgender victim of robbery. As far as I know so far, at least as of this afternoon, the Portland police have not even made an arrest in this case, despite the fact that the identity of the vicious thug who kicked this guy in the head has been known for the past 2 days. But no arrest whatsoever has been made. Reginald Denny, who I mentioned earlier in the show, he, of course, was dragged out of his vehicle, similar to the guy in Portland, beaten half to death. His identity was known nationwide. It was a nationwide news story. He's still remembered to this day. How many outlets of the mainstream media have covered the guy getting kicked almost to death in Portland? Apart from maybe a couple of local media, again, it's zero. Just like zero of them, until massive pressure, covered the Darius Sessoms murder of the 5-year-old boy in North Carolina. Well, now we have this headline. Justice for Darius Sessoms Facebook group set up by trolls attracts thousands of actual supporters. Again, 20,000 people got on there and started saying, no, the 5-year-old boy deserved to be shot in the head because of his white privilege. Sick. But no surprise at this point, given the attitude of the people we're facing. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next with Owen Troyer. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.